ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पूर्व मीमांसा प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
शिवाय नमः। यू हैव टू टेल एवरी टाइम यू डू समथिंग यू से शिवाय नमः। ओम नमः शिवाय। ओम नमः शिवाय यू से। फाइन, आई अंडरस्टूड। This is Shiva Puja. You understood? Yes, I understood. Okay. He is being appointed as a pujari in some place. What is the puja he has to do? He has to do puja for Ganapati. He comes to the teacher. He says, "You didn't teach me. I am appointed as a pujari in this temple. Fine, go and do it. But I don't know how to do puja. I have taught you. No. There is Ganapati in that. I don't know how to do puja for Ganapati or Vishnu. You only taught me Shiva puja. It is very easy. Just remove, do whatever you have to do. Just in this place of Om Namah Shivaya, in the place of Shivaya, you put Ganapataye. The fourth case for Ganapati. Ganapataye. Fourth case is what? Chaturthi is what you have to use these karmas. So, fourth case ending you have to use Ganapataye Vishnave. That's all. Just use this. Do all the karmas same. That's not going to change. This is Adidesha. Ganapataye Namaha. He'll say, Om Ganapataye Namaha. Om Ganapataye Namaha. Whenever there is Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah. No. Om Ganapataye Namaha, he'll say. Over. Then he'll get used to it. This is Samanya Adidesha. Okay. Now, he has to perform some karmas using the Ganapati mantra or Vishiva mantra. Now, in Shiva mantra, when he has to bathe the Shivalinga, he'll use the Rudra. This is special mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya, etc. He'll have to chant. Now, in the place of Ganapati, he has to remove this Rudra mantra. He has to replace it with Shiva mantra. Om Lam Ganapataye, Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi, Tvameva Kevalam Kartasi, Tvamevam Kevalam Hartasi, Tvamevam Kevalam Dattasi, like that. There is mantra, Ganapati Atharvashirsha. So, that he has to replace. This is from Veda, that is also from Veda. He has to replace one mantra with other mantra. This is Vishesha Adidesha. And some special karmas for this Ganapati. So, now the insight from there, now we'll see. Agne Agneyo Ashtakapalaha Iti Ityadi Prakriti Anganam Sauryam Charum Nirvapet Ityadi Vikrutau Saprapancham Shabdena Dravya Devatadi Dwarena Vishesha Adidesha. So, now Agneyo Ashtakapalaha. For the Agni Devata, eight kapalas. Kapala is a half pot. They'll two kapalas, they'll fix to make a pot. Kapala is the center portion. If you cut it into two, then whatever you get, that is kapala. So, that kapala, you have to fix eight kapalas for Agni Devata. There, Sauryam Charum Nirupet. There is another mantra which says Sauryam Charum Nirupadit Ityadi Vikrutau. Prakriti is Agni Devata, for the Agni Devata. Now, for the Surya Devata, you have to do the same karma. So, now I will say Agne Ashtakapalo. In that place, I will Suryaya Ashtakapalo Nirupet. I will take for Suryaya. And while performing the fire oblation, Agnaye Tannamama, I'll do this yaga. I'll disown that dravya to Agni. Agnaye Tannamama, I'll say. And when I come to Surya, I'll say, Suryaya Tannamama, Suryaya Tannamama, Suryaya Tannamama. They'll normally, what, see, they, many people who perform these karmas, they have not gone through the training of Sanskrit. They'll generally say, Suryaya idan namamama, 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 namamama means my, namma means my mama uncle. Suryaya is my uncle kind of. So they'll say, mama uncle. So, Deva, Dravya Devata, in this way, the Dravyas and Devatas, they are changed. In Prakriti, whatever Dravya and Devatas are explained, in Vikriti, the Dravyas and Devatas for this particular deity is changed. So that is Vishesha Videsha. If it is Ekapalas for Agni, then Dwadasha Kapala for Surya. If it is Agni Yadannamama, here Surya Yadannamama. So these kind of things you have to change. The mantras also there. Navame in the ninth, Prakrita Upadishtana Mantra Sama Samskara Karmanam Vikratav Adhyesha Praptanam Prakrita Vikrityor Agni Suryadi Devatadi Bhede Prakritam Prakriti Gatam Devatadi Vachakam Padam Vihaya Vikratav Devatadi Vachakasya Padasya Adhyara Uho Nirvita Uha. This changing in this category is done through this ninth chapter. That is what is ninth chapter used for. Uha, uha starkaha, meaning to logically deduce. Uha means to logically deduce. What is that? Whatever prakrita upadishtana, in the prakriti, the mantras for the devata, sama, the sama gana for the devatas, and samskaras, the special kind of functions for the devatas, they are explained. Now, in the Vikriti, you have to bring the same things. But when you bring into Vikriti, you have to change the mantra to the particular devata which you are doing Vikriti of. Samagana also to the particular devata of the Vikriti, and samskara, special kind of functions also for this particular kind of devata. You have to do. So that is what is explained. Yatha, he is explaining. Yatha, like Agne Jushtam iti mantre Prakriti Upadishte Vikritav Atidesha Prapte Agni Pada Parityagena Surya Pada Adhyara. In the Prakriti you say Agne Jushtam Nirvapami. In the Vikriti you are doing it not for Agni. Prakriti is Agni Karma. In the Vikriti it is for Surya. Prakriti it is for fire deity. In the Vikriti it is for sun deity. Now, when you say Agniye Charum Nirvapami, Sauryaya Charum Nirvapami, you have to change it with Sauryaya Charum Nirvapami. So, in this way, you have to change it. Yatha cha gira gira chatakshese ityadi ityatra samne gira padasya parityagena ira pada adhyaraha samna muha. And in the sama also, gira gira chatakshese. Gira gira chadakshase, in this way there is this samagana. Now, when you sing it for Surya, you have to say ira ira chadakshase. Change the samagana for the Surya. So, in this way you have to do. Dashami, and the samskaras vrihyadi dravyandra sammandinas cha avaghata dehe nivaradi dravyandra sammandaha. So, in one place, there is one dravya. The other place, the dravya changes. In one place, if it is wheat, you have to remove the husk from the wheat. That, there are so many methods to remove the husk from the wheat. If you take it to the machine, you put it in the machine, there is a machine which removes the husk in 2 seconds. You should not do that. There is method. You can just heat it with this stone and then remove it. That also should not be done. There is a method, you can remove it with your nails. Take one, remove the husk. Take another, remove the husk. That also can be done. So, in which way you have to do? It is after all removing the husk from, that is what you want, isn't it? You want to remove the husk. There are simple methods, why do you worry? You say, no. If it is specified, you have to do in this way, then you have to do only in that way. It is not just to remove the husk from the wheat. It is a samskara. Removing the husk from the wheat is a samskara. It's a special function. You have to do that according to the specified way. If you do it according to the specified way, there is an apurva which is generated, which is called anga apurva, part apurva, limb apurva. Each limb apurva, each part apurva come together and form a purna apurva, total apurva. So, dashami in the tenth. Phala apurva, they call it this purna apurva, they also call it phala apurva. Vikrtau chodaka praptanam, prakrta anganam, prakrtau savakashanam. Vikrtau hi upadishta vishesha angadina badho nidupitaha badaha. Whatever is explained in the prakrti or vikrti, that the badha, the negation is explained that. Some special cases, some karmas from the prakriti will not be taken, it will be negated. That kind of negation will be explained there. Ekadashe, in the 11th, cha aneka angi vidhi prayuktanam anganam sakrut anushthanat sarvangina upakara ramyam tantram nirupitam. 11th, there is this explanation of tantram. Tantra is not the tantra we see nowadays. This tantra is for the karma. To perform the karma in a very simple way. Like, see, there are three karmas you have to perform. See, like in a temple, previously they used to do in India. South India it was famous. A temple, they will give bali. Bali means they will give as oblation. They will cut goat, cow, etc. That is the form of worship they had been doing, cow, goat, even your hen, etc. Now, you have to, before you cut a goat, there is not one person who has brought his goat. 10%, 100 people, they have brought their goats. Now, you have to perform puja. Let us say 10 goats are there to be cut. You have to perform puja for all the goats. Only after that you can cut the goat. Before doing puja, you cannot cut the goat. Now, I have to bathe the goat. I have to put verimal on its forehead. I have to apply this chandan, etc. I have to put garland for that because it is an oblation. It's a sacrifice. So, I have to do all these kind of things. Now, if I do puja for each goat, separately, it's going to consume a lot of time. So instead of that, water, throw water on all the goat. Garland, put garland continuously. If I simplify it in this way, group it and simplify it, it will be faster. So this grouping of karma, to make it simplified, this 11th chapter explains the details. Now, since it is there, you cannot do this simplification in any place, every place, each and every place. It should be prescribed by the Vedas. Veda says you can simplify, you can regroup, then you can do. Otherwise, you should not do it. And in 12th chapter, Dwadashe Tu Eka Angi Prayuktasya Anga Anushthanasya Tat Prayojaka Samarthya Rahite Angi Antare Api Upakara Prasango Nirupita Eka Angi Prayuktasya Anga Anushthanasya. In one angi, in one full karma, some angas are explained. That prayoga samarthya rahite. If you are not able to do that anga properly, then angi antra upakaraha api upakaraha. Angi antre api upakaraha. Prasanga nirupita. In the other anga also, angi also, it is helpful. That is presented. That prasanga, that details are explained there. Agnishomiyam Pashum Malabhet, in this way, they explain the details. We'll see it when we come to that place. So, this for this Shastra, what is the Vishaya? So, we already saw, we have to understand what the Vishaya is. We have to understand what the Prayojana is. We have to understand who is the Adhikari. We have to understand what is the Sambandha, relationship. Vishaya, Adhikari, Prayojana, Sambandha. These are the Anubandha Chaturshtya. What is the Vishaya for this subject we are studying? Dharma is the Vishaya. Fine. I understood the Vishaya. Without understanding the Vishaya, I will not be interested in entering. Prayojana Manudishya Mandopi Naparvartate. So, what is the Prayojana next? Then, Prayojana is to gain the knowledge of, see, Adharmastu Nirasaniyataya Vicharataha. Dharma is what we understand, but Adharma also we study to understand, to give it up, not to follow it. And that, if I, what is the Prayojana? Prayojana is Swarga, etc. Your desired object. Heaven, maybe, or whatever it is. So, that is explained. Okay, fine. Who is the adhikari? This Prayojana is very good. Prayojana is fine because I also want to go to Swarga, heaven. But am I an adhikari? Who is the adhikari? That should be understood. Adhikari, who is the adhikari? One who has studied the Vedas and Veda Angas, he is the adhikari to enter into the Dharma Jignyasa. Because Atato Dharma Jignyasa. There, Ataha Dharma Jignyasa. There are three padas. Ataha, hereafter. Ataha, after studying the Vedas, Dharma Jignyasa. He has to do Jignyasa to Dharma, to know the Dharma. So, he has to know the Dharma. That is what is prescribed there. Now, studying Vedas, see. No, then sambandha. What is the sambandha? Sambandha is bodhya bodhaka bhava sambandha. Bodhya bodhaka bhava sambandha means the dharma and tantra is that which you have to know, and that is the object of knowledge, and I am the person who has to know that. This is the relationship there. Tantra arambhaka sutra avataranam. The tantra, the text starts with this sutra. Asato dharma jignyasa. So he is introducing us to this. This text. Atha paramakaruniko bhagavan jaiminihi dharma vivekaya dvadasha lakshani praniniya tatra ado dharma jignyasayam sutrama dharma jignyasam sutrayamasa athato dharma jignyasa iti. Atha paramakaruniko bhagavan jaiminihi. Now, atha hereafter, this paramakani, atha is mangalartha also. We already saw. Aumkaram athashabdascha dau eto ek brahm dau eto brahmanah pura khantam vitva viryatau tasmat mangalika ubhau. Omkara and athashabda came after tearing open the throat of Brahma. It's a speech, figure of speech. So, it came out from the throat of Brahma. So, they are very very auspicious. So, he starts with an auspicious word. Even though he has started with a Mangalacharana, the text is proper, he starts with auspicious word. Atha Paramakaranikaha Bhagavan Jaiminihi. Bhagavan Jaiminihi. Jaiminihi is the author. Jaimini is the author for para, this Purimimamsa. Who is this Jaimini? Bhagavan Jaiminihi. He is a Lord. He is a God. He is a great person. What constitutes a person? When can you call a person to be Bhagavan? Now, each Tom, Dick and Harry, they call themselves Bhagavan. It is not for these kind of people. Who is Bhagavan? Bhaga yasya asti iti Bhagavan. One who has this Bhaga. What is Bhaga? Bhaga is Shat Aishwarya, six Aishwaryas which are prescribed in the Shastra. Shri Kama Mahatmya Viryatna Kakirtishu. These are the six Aishwaryas. Shri, he has to have the auspiciousness totally. Kama, his desire should be total. Whatever he desires should happen. Kama Mahatmya, his glory should be great. His Vairagya should be great. Virya, his effort, whatever his effort, that should give results. His power should be great. Yatna, his effort should give results. Arka Kirtishu, his name should be very glorified. He has to have all the names. So, these kind of things that constitute a person, that makes a person Bhagavan. So, that kind of Bhagavan who has Nitya Jnana, Nitya Vairagya, that kind of Bhagavan who has Sarvajna Sarvavid, who has the total knowledge, that Bhagavan. And what kind of Bhagavan he is? Paramakaruniko Bhagavan, Jaiminihi. Paramakarunikaha. Karunikaha means he is very, very, very graceful. Now, Paramakarunikaha he is given. Paramakarunikaha, totally graceful. He blesses without any reason. Without any cause, without any prodding, he blesses people. That is the Paramakarunika. Dvadasha Lakshani Praniniya Dharma Vekaya. To have the knowledge of Dharma, he started explaining Dvadasha Lakshani in the 12th chapter, the text with 12 chapters. Praniniya, he wrote that. Tatra Aro, and in the start of that, what he said, Dharma Jignyasam Sutrayamasa, he started it with this Dharma Jignyasa, the knowledge, the desire to know the Dharma. With that he started this, Athato Dharma Jignyasa Iti. Athato Dharma Jignyasa is the first sutra he has written there in this text. Asato dharma jignyasa atra athashabdo vedadhyanantra vachanah athashabdo hi vedadhyanasa dushtartattvam brute. So atha dharma jignyasa. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi.